Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Do something good today.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place that I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, and I'm going to call this a Christmas edition. As we move into the holiday season, we're getting closer to Christmas. People are cranking up those Christmas songs, and today we are welcoming an artist whose voice carries a gentle southern warmth that feels right at home during the Christmas season. It's Billie Jo Jones, and she's part of season one of The Road on CBS and Paramount Plus, and her version of the timeless Christmas classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's heartfelt, sincere, and beautifully interpreted through her graceful southern tone. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Billie Jo.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here with you.
It's very exciting to have you on the line with me right now. I'll have Ian Flanagan in the next segment, so it's really great. We're doing the Christmas music, and I enjoy talking to Ian, too.
Oh, I love it. Well, tell him I said hi when you talk to him.
I will. As I mentioned in the opening, this version of I'll Be Home for Christmas is a warm, sincere, and it's filled with emotion. What inspired you to record this particular Christmas classic?
Well, this is actually my grandparents' favorite Christmas song. And you know, my grandparents raised me. They're 91 and 87. And so when I had the opportunity to pick the song I wanted to do, Well, I definitely wanted to do their very favorite song. So that's what we recorded.
Very cool. My grandparents raised me as well. They took me when I was 9. But I'm really glad to hear that you still have both of your grandparents. That's incredible.
Yes, sir. They're the most precious people, and they still go with me to a lot of my shows when I perform as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, this song has been recorded countless times through the years. How did you approach it in a way that felt authentic to you and true to your Southern tone?
Well, honestly, I absolutely love Martina McBride's Christmas album that she put out several years ago. And this is kind of the same style that she did. But then my producer is Kent Wells, which is Dolly's producer. And so he put his little twist on it and made it a little bit more, it was country. I mean, Martina's album was country, but we kind of made it a little bit more country, if that makes sense. A little more swinging. And so I think it is a really, really good, version of the song, because, you know, there's hundreds and thousands of versions out there. But I think we did really well, recording this.
So you mentioned being raised by your grandparents, and of course that brings feelings of home, this particular song being home for Christmas. What memories or emotions come to mind for you, Billy Joe?
Well, for me, I have kiddos at home, and I'm on the road traveling, and my best friend is actually my nanny, and she watches my kiddos, and she's lived with me and watched them for 9 years now. I go and travel and play shows every weekend, and so I definitely always try to make it to where, you know, I will be home for Christmas, which I usually always am, because I'm in, you know, pretty good control of my schedule as of right now. But, I miss my kiddos when I'm on the road, and it's always fun to, right now I'm looking at a Christmas tree that is in my living room right now. I've got 4 Christmas trees up, and all the Christmas stuff is already up. Whenever I think about, you know, coming home for Christmas, I think about all my Christmas trees and my kiddos and my grandparents that'll, you know, spend Christmas with me.
So what does Christmas look like in your world? Are there any traditions or moments that you look forward to the most?
Well, it's so funny. We started a little tradition a few years ago where I call them homemade donuts, homemade donut holes, but they're really not. I literally take a can of biscuits and I punch the little holes out in the biscuits and I fry those and I make my own homemade chocolate icing for them. And then I'll make my grandma's homemade M&M cookies. So, you know, it's all about the food and the sweets for us, I think, over here. Oh, wow.
So this song at its core is about longing and connection. What do you hope listeners feel when they hear your version this season?
Well, you know, I hope that you can tell in my voice when I'm singing the song that I really do mean and feel every single word of that song. And for me, it wasn't so much of, yes, I'm, you know, longing for my kiddos, that I'm with them, you know, quite a bit during the week, and I'm not gone a whole lot, you know, right now. But for me, I kind of put myself in a position when I was singing this song that I was thinking about other people who for real really don't get to see their families for Christmas, and, you know, our men and women that are out there serving our country, and how they don't get to be at home. A lot of them don't get to be at home for Christmas. And so I really wanted to put myself in their shoes to be able to sing this song, to kind of honor them as well.
You mentioned using Dolly's producer. What was the recording process like for this release? And did you have a particular sound or mood in mind personally when you stepped into the studio?
Yeah. Kent is just great. Kent can take anything that I'm doing and he can make it a million times better than what I ever thought it could be. Stepping into the studio, I had my mindset that I really wanted it to be, a Martina McBride style song, you know, with the big vocals and everything. And then he took that and we had great musicians in the studio and we turned it into the sound that we all agreed on. And it's, you know, very country and steel guitar and just brings back those memories.
Your voice has a softness and warmth that really fits Christmas music. How would you describe the sound you bring to your recordings, Billy Joe?
I would probably have to say, I'm a traditional country girl. So, you know, my grandparents raised me on Ray Price, George Jones, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette, Conway Twitty, all the greats. And so, you know, my goal has always been, I want to blend you know, traditional country vocals and mix it with a little modern flair. And I think we're doing really, really well with that, with, you know, all the music that we're putting out right now.
When you think about being raised by your grandparents, and there are other people out there who are in similar circumstances to myself and to you, what was that experience like for you growing up with a different generation, the generation removed from your own parents?
It was definitely different. You know, I remember growing up and I would, you know, go to school and I'd see all my friends with their younger parents. And my grandparents were the oldest parents in the room, you know, and kids just didn't understand that. They didn't understand why I didn't have my parents, and they would ask me that all the time. And, you know, growing up with grandparents, I definitely know that I was raised differently than some of my friends, because, you know, my friends were watching, you know, Kim Possible and, I don't know, SpongeBob and, you know, all this stuff. And here I am watching the Andy Griffith Show and I Love Lucy. And, you know, I grew, but I feel like I had a better growing up because I love the old stuff. I love the old Westerns. I love John Wayne movies. You know, I love listening to the record player with my grandparents. So I'm definitely not upset with how they raised me at all. And I think that I turned out really, really well from it.
So after this Christmas release, what can fans expect from Billy Joe Jones as we move into 2026?
Well, we are booking shows left and right now for 2026. So I am excited. We're going to be all over the place. You know, this TV show, I'm on the road on CBS and Paramount Plus. I'm still hanging in there. I'm in the top six right now. And I'm so excited because it's just already brought so many opportunities for 2026. So you can expect a big tour out of me. We just dropped my brand new album a few weeks ago called Turquoise and Silver. So, you know, I either wrote or co-wrote 10 of the 12 songs on there. So we're definitely already rotten and getting ready to record music for next year as well. So just lots and lots of great country music coming your way.
Many thanks to Billy Joe Jones for joining me today and for sharing the heart behind her version of I'll Be Home for Christmas. You can stream this song now, and you can find out more about her music and journey at BillyJoeJones.com. And let me spell that for you, BilliJoeJones, JONES.com. And I appreciate you being here today, Billy Joe.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a lot. Ian Flanagan's up next. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If only dreams. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now.
I'll have a Christmas without you.
And we're back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. In this segment, as advertised, we're shifting from one Christmas classic to another, this time with the rich, soulful interpretation of a beloved Elvis favorite. Mr. Ian Flanagan, known for his unmistakable voice and emotional depth, has released a powerful version of Blue Christmas. Now, Ian captured national attention with his gravel-warm vocals and heartfelt delivery, and with the Christmas release, he brings a new layer of longing and soul to a song so many people already hold close during the holidays. Ian, it's great to have you back on The Mark White Show.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Absolutely. Your voice is instantly recognizable, and that's a good thing in the music business. What made you want to put your own spin on Elvis's Blue Christmas?
Oh, you know, I was doing a few different Christmas shows, and when I think of Christmas music, I think of a couple things. I think of Elvis, or I think of Brenda Lee, and that's what I grew up with, those two in my house. And, you know, Blue Christmas is one of my favorite songs. Elvis is obviously, you know, one of the greatest ever. So for me, I just wanted to do an acoustic version because it reminded me of, you know, when I was younger coming up, that's how we would always sing it around the house. It's just kind of play acoustic. And so this is my take on it.
So how did you approach recording this song in a way that honors the original, but still gives listeners something fresh from Ian Flanagan?
Well, you know, I kept it in the same format as the song. It's a little bit lower because I'm a baritone, and I kept it with my kind of acoustic style that I do, but I always hinted at the original as far as, you know, the chord structure and the melody, of course.
So Blue Christmas carries a sense of longing, missing someone, and holiday heartache. What part of that emotional core resonated most with you?
Well, you know, for me, I mean, I recorded this myself last year sometime, and it was about a year after losing my mother. My mother passed away 2 years ago. And, you know, it was just, holidays are hard when you're missing somebody, and they're hard when people pass. You know, you have these beautiful memories, and, you know, those are wonderful, but there's always going to be sadness there. So for me, this was kind of the song that that was resonating the most at that time, you know, thinking of my mom.
So you've lost your mom since we met the first time.
Yeah, there's been a lot that's happened. I've got married, got babies, had a lot of ups and downs in this world, man.
Wow, that was a good time to get to meet you, and of course we went out for supper that night. That was really fun. I enjoyed being able to get to know you, and of course time does pass and things happen, and I had lost my grandmother in 2018, and she raised me. She was my mother figure, so I know the power of losing a loved one like that.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sorry for your loss too, my friend.
Your voice, when you talk about going into the studio and you're putting a track together like this, did the arrangement come together easily, or did you experiment with it? I know you said you were just going back to the roots of what Elvis had done.
Oh, I always make about three different versions for a song. You know, different tempos, different kind of styles, a little bit, and then I settle somewhere in the middle. So for me, I basically made a few different versions of it. You know, one was like an open tuning acoustic thing, and then I tried to add a fiddle to it, and I was like, you know what, I want to keep this one really stripped back, and then I just went with the acoustic.
Your voice brings warmth and grit to the songs you sing. What did you focus on vocally to bring out the depth of this song? I know you said that you were singing it lower, obviously, than Elvis because you're a baritone.
Yeah, you know, for me, I've got this thing where my voice is like a little bit broken. It is kind of what it is at all times, you know. And there's a guy in my life who gave me some great advice, because when you grow up with, you know, a really raspy baritone voice, you can't hit the same notes. You can't sing the same songs as a lot of tenors and what most pop music is. And he told me some advice that sticks with me every time I go in the studio. He said, just you singing it by yourself the way that you would sing it is the best representation of a cover that you could do. Like, you don't have to change the melody. You don't have to do vocal runs or try to enhance it. It's like, it's a beautiful song. Just go in and sing your version, and that's the best you're ever going to deliver it. So I keep it pretty simple, to be honest.
Ian, what does Christmas look like for you and your family?
Christmas this year, well, you know, my wife, Kelsey, and I, we live down in Nashville. Our family is kind of spread throughout the country. We have, I think we'll have most people flying in, but we have two beautiful twin daughters. They're 16 months old right now. So we are going to be hanging at home with the babies and just spending time together. That's really what this one is. We're grateful to have everybody flying in and get to see everybody.
After this Christmas release, what's next for you in the coming year in 2026, Ian?
Oh, man, my life is really focused on touring and recording. I'm raising these babies, trying to get them on the road with me, too. But right now I got a ton of new music, getting back in the studio, and just setting up shows for 2026. That's kind of my whole thing.
What do you hope people will feel when they hear your version of Blue Christmas during the holidays?
You know, I know there's so much upbeat, full band Christmas music, so I hope when it comes on, it just gives a nice little pause and little reflection time.
And, of course, before Christmas, we have Thanksgiving. What does that look like for you this year?
My mother-in-law is flying in tomorrow morning, and we are going to be hanging with the babies and just cooking a big turkey and just hanging. Well, this year is all about spending time with the kids and as many family and friends as we can get over.
Very cool. Well, Ian, I wish you all the best through the holiday season and into the 2026 year as your babies continue to grow. 16 months, it won't be long before you'll be looking and they'll be in the sixth grade like my daughter, Cora. It's like yesterday,
oh,
from that small little baby to now. It just flies by, man.
Oh, it already has. We're like, I don't know, we passed a year already. We're almost going on 2 years. Crazy.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday that we were together doing the interview in that little room in Nashville, and here we are. It's been over 2 years now, well over 2 years.
Isn't that crazy? Life is a mystery, man. It's just flying by.
It is, buddy. When you're younger, you don't look at it that way. When you're older, you start to realize it. You're waiting for something like a driver's license. You're waiting to vote. You're waiting for 21. You know, all these things that you're waiting on when you're younger, they pass, and then it's like, okay, all these milestones, they hit. And then when you get older, it's like you look and say, man, that really, really went by quick.
Oh, yeah. It's wild, man. Well, I'm grateful to get to catch up with you, man. We got to get together again soon.
Absolutely, Ian. Well, it's a real pleasure to have you back on the Mark White Show. And I, again, want people to go and stream Blue Christmas now and learn more about Ian's music at ianflanaganmusic.com. Let me spell that for you. ianflanaganmusic.com. Always glad to have you on the Mark White Show, Ian Flanagan.
Hey, thank you, Mark.
Take care, buddy. Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Green's Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.